This is Twit.
We could talk about Google. We could talk about Microsoft. We could talk about, let's talk about Elon Musk.
everybody's pal.
What a gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving, Elon Musk. Now, he started the year on a high note. In February, they launched that Falcon Heavy with his Tesla Roadster in it and the Starman. And they did the most amazing thing we've ever seen. I remember we watched this live on Twit. They landed those two boosters in tandem. Remember seeing that? That was the most mind-boggling thing I've ever seen. Let me reload this page so you can see the animated GIF. It's like ballet.
GIF.
Really? You gonna go there? Really?
Oh. Bring out the laser cats.
Really?
It's a battle.
It's the guy who invented it is what he calls it, so I felt it.
Okay. GIF? Should I say GIF?
You should.
I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's GIF?
Graphic.
Graphic interchange format.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call it whatever you want.
Is it a gift? Do you want a gift or a gift for the holidays?
A gift.
You want a
gift.
Not getting anything.
No, I don't care about the debate. I'll call it a gif.
Well, I can call whatever you want.
It's pretty... Okay, so Elon's doing some amazing things. Even Tesla's doing some amazing things. But then he's also doing some incredibly stupid things, mostly around his Twitter account. Like the 20...
Just like the president?
Just like the president.
I
think some
clue.
People should just not tweet.
I don't know what he's thinking. Because Elon, when he tweets, it affects the SEC relationships.
It's, yeah. So Elon, as you may remember, about the middle of the year... for reasons no one knows, said, I'm thinking about taking Tesla private for $4.20 a share. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, right?
It was unbelievable.
Apparently,
I'm surprised he's not in jail for that.
He was trying to impress Grimes, his hipster girlfriend, with the pot reference.
Right.
$4.20 a share.
Oh, you know, I somehow missed that reference.
It was for Grimes.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Oh, that's funny.
$4.20 a share. And that's for...
that's why he smoked pot on the Rogan show.
So then people say, well, wait a minute, how are you going to do that? And he says, funding secured.
Yes,
funding secured,
what he said.
Which implies that he actually had the money, which he didn't. He thought he had the Saudi government.
Sure.
By the way, it's probably a good thing he didn't take the money from the Saudi government. There's a few companies in Silicon Valley who wish they hadn't. It turned out he didn't have the funding secured, and the SEC said that's kind of a material misstatement of the facts. That's what we call a forward-looking statement, and they fined him $20 million. He says
it's about right.
It was worth it.
He just all
why
he
was it
do
worth it?
He needed to put a little link that said safe harbor statement. Yeah. It needed to be like linked to the very
end. It's not a forward-looking statement.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not a prospectus or an offering of funds.
Right, exactly.
I'd like to say two things.
It was pump and dump.
One, we're not going to Mars. And two...
Yes, he says we're going to live in Mars.
So,
you and
one,
me,
we're not
Owen,
two,
in your
we're
green
not going,
beard. We're moving to Mars, dude.
No one's going to Mars.
You're
going to
be my secret Shia lover on Mars. It's
going to
be you and the green beard on the red planet.
I'm trying to focus. You're not going to break my focus. And secondly... That man needs to shut up with his self-help tips because obviously he needs a nap. He's a cranky child who only gets 4 hours of sleep and thinks that he can still run the world and be Iron Man. He needs sleep. Somebody spank him on his butt, give him his 420 blunt, and give him a blanket and put him to bed.
Nap time for
Elon. He needs to sleep.
Nap time for Elon.
It's mostly
and
just
Germany.
My land was my land once more.
He's not going to Mars.
Joe Rogan, do you know Joe? You probably know Joe because you're a famous podcaster, John C. Dvorak. You probably know Joe Rogan.
I know of him. I know him kind of, but I've never been on his show because he doesn't have people like me on his show.
Who does he have on his show?
I don't know. Whoever you have to ask the booker.
I got
to
get on
Joe
Rogan.
He's a booker.
Because my son doesn't think I'm anything until I get on Joe Rogan. He says, you ought to be on Joe Rogan.
So you could be on the Jimmy Fallon show and you wouldn't be
wouldn't
anything.
Wouldn't matter. Uh-huh. Son's 26. I bet Jason's
Joe Rogan
the same.
Needs to be on Twit. How about that?
No, I don't think that would impress him. I think
it doesn't work. You know what? You want to impress him? You bring the man to you.
Ooh.
You bring the mountain to you.
Joe, I got a bottle of something that looks like 100-year-old Remy Cognac waiting for you. Waiting for you and a tulip glass to boot. So he goes on, Elon does, goes on Joe Rogan. And Joe, actually in a very wise move, says, Would you like to smoke a joint with me?
It's legal in California.
I think that's a brilliant podcaster move.
I thought it was dynamite. And then,
here I am with legal alcohol.
Come on.
This is child's.
Some crappy L.A. weed. I mean, it can't be that good.
The Navy immediately says, we're going to have to look at our contracts with SpaceX.
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to smoke pot if you're doing, defense contracting.
Well, I don't know. Is that true?
Well, it turned out it didn't affect them. No, the Navy didn't pull out. They said, yeah, it's okay.
Don't do it again.
Did they say that?
No, NASA.
Because is this because nobody in the Navy ever smokes pot?
Uh-huh. What are those ropes made out of? Oh, hemp?
Yeah.
Immediately, the CAO, the chief accounting officer of Tesla, left after a month on the job. Apparently not a fan.
He may have seen something in the books that he didn't like.
Maybe he just didn't want to work for Elon. There was a very strong article about how hard it is to work for Elon Musk. That came out this week.
I think it's hard to work for a lot of CEOs.
He's like hard to work the same way Steve Jobs was hard to work for.
Yeah, I mean,
but people worked for him and gladly.
But the thing is I think that they see, you know, when you're a founder, especially, I think you see this gap between where the world is and where you could see it could be, and it makes you angry all the time, and you just keep on, you know, and you just kind of are trying to push it that direction, and I think that that's part of what a lot of these founders, get caught up in is they can see a long way down the road. And they're just frustrated they can't go any faster, and they have to do it through all these people that aren't moving as fast as they'd like.
That's a good way to put it.
You know, and
I think
so there's
some truth to that.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So they're frustrated and angry at people.
Because you look at somebody who's doing what he's doing with SpaceX, what he's done with electric vehicles.
Right. Now he's got a tunnel.
The problem is you don't have
the tunnel is something he had a little something before he designed that thing. It's basically he reinvented the subway, only it has no exits. You go. You have to own a Tesla to go in it, and it has to be a specially equipped Tesla with sideways wheels, and it only goes 49 miles an hour, and it's bumpy.
No, but it goes 125, according to him.
It will, but it doesn't yet.
And they put you in a little tractor, a little thing.
There's an elevator that takes
it drops
Tesla,
you into a
one person at a time, because Elon doesn't like mixing with the little people in a subway train.
But what Elon should do is go and embrace this full-on Iron Man and make more blowtorches for the government and guns or something, because that thing was cool. That thing was badass.
It's a finishing torch for roofs that they just put a bunch of stuff on the front of it.
It's not anything like a flamethrower.
It'd be awesome.
They charge $500. How much would that cost?
It would cost
$500.
The
roofing torch itself is not very expensive. I think it's probably like $120 or something. But the but to build your own exterior to make it look like a gun and to make it all like all those things, that would cost more.
Somebody in the chat said he should make a chainsaw gun. I'm down for that too. I'd buy one of those.
There you go.
$500. Go ahead,
a rail gun.
Elon.
Hey, wait a minute now. Here's a Magnum L100 field torch kit with a standard nozzle, $142.75.
Right.
Put a plastic gun around it.
I know, but once you get a Nerf pistol, if you take the time that it takes to do it and put all that in and you account for all those things, $500 is not a bad deal.
It'd be kind of cool to have it in New York City.
Yeah, really. I wonder how many people who bought this are, you know, like, is it on the wall? Is it over your fireplace?
No. This is a party trick. This is a party trick out by the pool. Hey, guys, we finished sous vide. We finished sous vide our steak, and you pull out this gun and like.
It's not good for that. But
you'd still do it. I think
the meat would be ruined by whatever
You know, it doesn't have to be good for it.
My favorite thing is a rapper bought one of these and had no idea who Elon Musk was. And as he's playing around with it, he's just talking about, man, whoever made this thing is a genius. And the person next to him is like, yeah, the guy who made Tesla, the space guy, I don't know who that guy is, but whoever made this thing is a genius. And he's just throwing flames in the air. So it's definitely a party trick type of deal.
He sold $4.5 million worth of roofing torches.
I thought it was $20 million.
$20 million?
Yeah, I think he sold $20 million.
The register said this guy could sell pork pies at a rabbinical convention.
Did he sell hats or something? Boring hats or something stupid too that he sold out of? Like I said, he's good at selling stuff. Everything but cars.
He's a sales guy. He sells plenty of cars.
He's a good sales guy.
He sells
every car he can make.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of them buried in the desert, too. There's if you look
next to the E.T. cartridges.
There's a whole bunch of cars in the desert. Really? There's a bunch. You can look it up.
Failures, like flops?
They don't know why they're there. It could be dogs. It could be lemons. Who knows?
He sells pre-orders for cars. I know that. Aliens.
He sells... I got to find the Tesla cars buried in the desert.
Well, they're not buried. They're up above ground. They're not. They don't dig a hole and put them in there.
Just parked.
They're parked in the desert.
He put them in the tunnel. That's what he's making the subway.
That's what the tunnel's for.
Hide all the cars.
Fill them up with Teslas and then hit that flamethrower and burn them all.
I think they're all piled right on top of the power computers.
Oh, or the ET cartridges.
Yeah, there you go.
Next.
We're done with Elon.
I think so.
Just before we... A verdict. Verdict on Mr. Musk. Brilliant genius. Needs a nap.
I think needs a nap.
Both.
Okay. Both.
Okay, both.
We'll give him both. He's a genius at something.
Yeah, he needs a nap.
And he needs a nap.
Yep.